Welcome to session 96 of the Bible in a Year commentary. If you started the series on 1st of January, then today should be the 6th of April. Today we'll be looking at 1 Kings 8 to 10 and Psalm 96. But so far in 1st and 2nd Kings, we've read through the start of Solomon's reign. David was old and dying. His son Adonijah seized on this weakness and set himself up as king. In response, David declares Solomon as king, thwarting Adonijah's attempt at the throne. David encouraged Solomon to be faithful and loyal to God, but then told him to kill all of his enemies. Solomon then killed his brother Adonijah, as well as Joab and others. He married an Egyptian woman, despite the fact that Deuteronomy 7 warns that intermarrying with other nations would lead them to worshipping foreign gods. It was looking bad for Solomon's reign, but then Solomon asked God for wisdom to rule well, and God blessed him with the wisdom and wealth. We read the first example of Solomon using this wisdom as he judged rightly between two women claiming the same baby as their own. Then yesterday we read as Solomon established order and structure to his kingdom. He appointed different leaders across Israel. We also read of how he became famous for his wisdom and how Israel began to flourish. Then Solomon started building the temple for God, forming a trade deal with the king of Tyre. The temple was built along with Solomon's own house. So let's jump in with today's reading, 1 Kings 8 to 10. When he completed the construction of the temple, Solomon now dedicates it to God. First of all, he brings the Ark of the Covenant in. The Ark of the Covenant was the symbol of God's presence. A giant procession was assembled and many animals sacrificed to welcome God into his new home. With the Ark now in the temple, God's presence was there in a tangible way. Solomon then reminds the people of how great God is. He brought them out of Egypt and brought them into their own land. He gave them David to be their king and promised David that his descendants would be king after him. All that meant that Solomon could be here now and construct this temple to glorify God for all that he has done. Solomon then asked God to dwell in the temple and always remember his people. If they ever sin against God and then realise the error of their ways and turn back to God, Solomon asked God to be there for them. Solomon then turns to the people and asks them to always remember God and be faithful to him so that they may enjoy his blessings. Finally, Solomon offers a crazy amount of sacrifices to God to seal the deal and makes this temple ready for God. At this point, God shows himself to Solomon again and promises to do all that Solomon asks. In return, God asks Solomon to be faithful to him and his ways, warning Solomon what would happen if he didn't. This rounds up the first 20 years of Solomon's reign. On the whole, it's been pretty good. God's got an impressive temple, Solomon has been a wise king, and the nation have flourished because of it. We next get a glimpse of Solomon's foreign relations. His neighbour and friend Hiram sent Solomon 120 talents of gold. Some estimates put this at over 40 million in today's money. In return, Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities. But when Hiram went to look at them, he wasn't happy with what Solomon had given him. Next, we get the summary of how Solomon took all the remaining Canaanites in the land and the Israelites had destroyed and enslaved them. It was these people that he used to build the temple, his house, and all the infrastructure of Israel. They worked alongside the Israelites who had been conscripted temporarily. After that, Solomon and Hiram worked together on trade deals, building a whole fleet of ships. Later, the Queen of Sheba came to visit Solomon and was amazed by his wisdom, so she gives him some gold, and we find out that Solomon and Hiram's fleet of ships finally come back with a huge profit. In 1 year, Solomon brought in 666 talents of gold. Don't worry about the 666, it's got nothing to do with the Antichrist. By our early estimates, this is nearly 200 million of modern money in 1 year. Everything is going well for Solomon, but remember these rules for kings that we read in Deuteronomy 17. A king should not collect for themselves many horses, lots of gold, and lots of wives. Clearly, Solomon has amassed for himself a lot of gold, and we're reminded of the many horses he has. On the front of it, it might look good, but we can see that this is soon going to turn bad. But that's 1 Kings 8 to 10. Now let's look at Psalm 96. This psalm is not attributed to anyone and falls into the category of praise psalm. It is part of a small collection of psalms, Psalms 93 to 99, that focus on God as king. Here's a summary of the structure, but I would recommend checking out the written version of this commentary in the description to see the structure properly for yourself. We start with verses 1 to 6, praise God who is greater than all other gods. Verses 7 to 9, give God his glory and worship him. And verses 10 to 13, announce God's reign over all the earth. The psalmist starts with a call to all the earth to praise God. In these first three verses alone, we are told to sing three times, to bless, to tell, and to declare. He is a God of salvation and his glory should be told to all nations and peoples. God is Lord far above all other gods. In comparison to him, they are like worthless idols. It is God who made the heavens and the earth. All that is good and beautiful is found in him. Then comes a call to honour God for his goodness. He is strong and glorious, so all people should come before him in worship with their offerings. Then the psalmist calls for God's reign to be declared over all the earth. He is king and judge over all people. So let all the earth rejoice from the heavens, the sky. the seas, the forests, and all that is in them. The Lord is coming, and he will judge and lead the earth in righteousness and faithfulness. The focus of the psalm is God's reign over all the earth and all peoples. All people are to find themselves in him and experience his great works.